The Gemara says, Midi Gavya Dodi Tinian. Did we learn these two prices, one next to another? No. It could be they're two separate prices, but each one means another. Tarshima, come in here. Minayin Lapoyel Shalmatinu Yishto Yubini. Shein Shemim Loi. How do we know that if a worker says, instead of him eating the fruits when he's working, he wants to give it to his wife or to his children, we do not let him? Shinamar Potik says, V'yel Kelech Oloi Siteng. And now let him put it into Yon Kelim. You have to put all the fruit into the Malavos' Kelim and take it home. But you're not allowed to take anything home for yourself. And not even a gift to your wife. So Chur here says, clearly a poil cannot give it to his wife. So Mar says, maybe you want to tell me here also, Hochinami Nozir. Maybe here the Bryce is also talking about a Nozir. And that's why you can't give it to your wife because of the Kanas. So Mar says, Hochi, if so, Mishomekelech, well, is he saying, why do we bring down this posse that says by regular poil? That you cannot put it into your own kelim. It should have brought down better, Mishom Lech Lech Amrin Nazira. Should have brought down the posse like the linear of a Kanas by a Nozir, that we did not want him to work by the grapes, so we did not let him give it to his wife. Smart says true. Smart says, Ein Hochinami, Taki, you're right, it should have brought down this union of Lech Lech Amrin Nazira with Chor Chor. But the Yadid Yitoni Lov Loshin Poil, since this Brisa does not say the word Nazir directly, it says Lashon of a Poyel, therefore Kenosav Lo Kro the Poyel. It brings down the Pasuk of the Poyel, but really what it means is the Loch of the Nazir. So again, we have no proof what would be by regular Poyel if he could give it to his wife or not. So Shema come in here. It says a Loch Ra'asricher Es HaPoyel. Rikfais Betainim. If you hire a workman to cut down the tainim, to cut down the figs. Ha'reze Oichel Upotim in Amaisa. A locher is his lad eats from the figs, and he's supposed to be taken off Maisa. And it's not a Gemara Malocha yet, therefore he's supposed to be from Maisa. But what's going to be if he says, Amanash Eichel Ani Obini? Let's say the worker says, I'll make a condition, I'll work. If I could eat, then my son could also eat. And we're talking about that the son is not hired to do work. Or else let my child eat from my, instead of me eating it. So Lokari is who are you called the potter? The worker he himself is allowed to eat, and he's potter from Isa. But a benoy, if his child goes to eat, are you called the chayyah, but his chayyah take off shumas and Isis? Because Rashi says, who are you called the pearl himself? Shatur resists a loy, kaleket shechu peyesh of turmin and Isa. When the pearl himself takes from the food, it's like leket shechu peyesh potter and Isa. But a benoy, his child, Rashi says chayyah b'maiser. Devilei kolakeach. It's like he's buying it. Nekach shanigma malachtoi. If you buy it, the mechir itself is kavas l'maiser. That's what it says here. Now v'yam ridmi shloi huoich. If you tell me that a pearl could eat on his own, that means what he's allowed to eat. He's allowed to give over to his child. If so, benoy amai chayiv. When he makes the condition that a son could eat, so what? The Khur's son is eating because of him, it's Shalahu Waiko. So just like the father is potter from Isa, the son should also be potter from Isa. Sama Ravina says, Mishum de Mechsa Kimekach. True, Midiraisa Taka, the son is also potter from Isa. It's only Midrabbanan that it looks like a Mekach. It looks like he's selling it, so therefore Midrabbanan looks like it's Kavasla Maisa. Therefore Midrabbanan, before his son eats it, he has to take off true Mr. Maisis. So again, there's no proof. What the loch of the seicher eats, a pearl eats mishaloy or mishal shemayim. Moshe Tarshima coming up with another proof. Ha seicher es ha poil lasas benet ravai. It's a mishnah later. If you hire a worker and he's working in your net ravai, and now this is the fourth year of your vineyard. Haray elu lo yechlu. So if the workers know about it, they should know that they're not allowed to eat from it, because net ravai you can't eat outside Yerushalayim. What about the imloy hoidiyum? Let's say the owner did not notify the workers first that it was net ravai, and they thought they're working on fields that they could eat from. So the locker is poido machilun, that the balabot has to be poido the fruits in order that the poil could eat from it. That's the lock of net ravai, like Maisa Sheni, that either you bring it to Yerushalayim, or else you could poido it onto money and bring the money to Yerushalayim. Now the Gemara says, V'yamrit, if you're going to tell me, Mishel Shemayim Oichel, that the pshat from the poil is eats mina Shemayim, amai poido machilin, why does the balabos have to be poido the peris, the grapes, and let him eat from it? Isura lezochel rachmona, the Torah does not give you a head to eat Isser. Since right now it's net ravai, so it's tough, you just can't eat from it. So Mar says true, but also mishum the nechsek mekach tois. The son is because it looks like a mekach tois. In other words, like when you first hire the workers, they thought they're going to be able to eat from these fruits. So now that it's net to revive, it looks like a mekach tois, That's why we tell the Balabos to change it over to be afraid of it. Now the Gemara says, Amos Sefer, what the Sefer, the next Mishnah says, what's going to be Nisparsui Guluf? Like first you had your bundles of dates piled together, which once the dates are piled together in a cake, so that's called Hukful Amaisa. Now what happened was, after it was already Nigma Malachtoi, now this pile separated. And you need workers now to pile them together. So when a worker comes now and finds it separated, he thinks that it was never put together yet, and therefore he thinks it's still part of from Trumas and Isis. So he thinks he's going to be able to eat from it. But really he's not allowed to eat from it, because since it was already together, it was already hooked for the Maisa. And the same thing, what's going to be in this Patchu Chav Yosef? You have barrels of wine that was already closed up. And therefore once they're closed up, the Mechuyev and Trumas and Isis. And now the cup is opened up. So you need a worker to close them up again. Now again, the worker that looks at this barrel that's not closed thinks that it was never closed. So he thinks it's part of Truma Samaisa, it's not Nigma Malachta. So he thinks when he's working with it, he's allowed to drink from it. So Lachar is Harei Elu Lo Yoichlu. Like if they know about it, then they're not allowed to eat from it. But Vim Lo Yoidiyom, if the Balabas did not tell them, like that it was once closed, and therefore it's Mechuyev Maiser, so then the Balabos Maiser Machil, and the Balabos has the first cycle of Trumas Maisers, and then the Pearl is Lari from it. Now, the Yarmut, if you're going to tell me, Mishol Shemayim Hu Eichel, that the locker is that a Pearl eats, Minash Shemayim, again, am I Maiser Machilin? Why does the Balabos have to take off Trumas Maisers altogether? Yisuru Lezochul Rachmono, the Torah did not give all Yisurim to a Pearl to eat, like the Maiser, it's Mechuyev Maiser. The Gemara says, maybe you want to answer in the Sefer the same way you answered in the Reisha. That it's a Mekach Tois that the Poyolim did not realize that's Mechuyev and Trumas and Maisois. So therefore, like as a Mekach Tois, shouldn't be like you misled them. That's why you have to make it edible for them. So Gemara says, Bishleim and Nisparasaway Gulov, Mechzei Kamekach Tois. Bishleim, I understand the Reisha in the case where the figs were separated. Next, like a Mekach Tois, it looks like a Mekach Tois, because when the Pearlim came to do the job to put them together, it looks like it wasn't Hukfala Mice yet, it wasn't Nigma Malachta yet. So therefore it's called a Mekach Tois. Ela, but in the case of Nispatchu Chav Yosef, where the barrel was opened up, where the cover is not on it anymore, my Mekach Tois is Ika. What kind of Mekach Tois is it here? Maybe dear, everybody should know, the Itful Hula Mice. That this wine is already Nigma Malachtoi, you have to take off Trumas and Maisa before you can drink from it. I will soon see why. Because the wine is Nigma Malachtoi when it's in the vat, even before it's put into the barrel. So now that the wine's in the barrel already, pshit, it's called Nigma Malachtoi. Skumar answers, Omer Rav Sheshes, Sheniftachu Chav Yosef Labor. We're talking about that these barrels of wine not just opened up, but they fell back into the vat. It fell back into the bor where the wine was from. And therefore now the wine's in the vat, it looks like it's not Nigma Malachtoi. But the Gemara, no, why, but Tani, we're not like this. Yayin wine, Mishayerid Labor. When is wine called Nigma Malachtoi? That now you can't eat from a drink from before you take off Trumas and Maisois? As soon as the wine runs down from the press into the vat. So long as the wine is in the vat, in the wine cellar like, it's already Mechuyev and Trumas and Maisois. So Gemara says, Krev Yakiva. No, the whole like of Akiva. The Yama that he holds not only when it's in the wine vat, but Misha Yikva. Even in a later stage, when you like skim it, you take off the shells and pits, and then when you have the pure wine, that's Nigma Malachtai. So therefore, the Omrule, the Poilim, the workers have right to say to the Balabos, Lehevi Yadinan. We did not know that this wine was already skimmed. You showed us the wine in the vat, so we thought we have to skim it, and therefore we thought it's not hookful of mice yet. We thought we'll not eat from it, drink from it. So that's why it looks like a Mekach Tois. That's why Midi Rabban and the Balabas have to take off Trumas and Maisus. So Mora says, why? The name of the why can the Balabas say back to the workers? You should have thought, it should have been on your mind, that Dilma Makfa, that maybe this wine was already skimmed, and therefore it's Mechuyev and Trumas and Maisus, even before you came to work on it. So it should not be a Mekach Tois. Tumar says, no, the Yasso talking about in the city, in the place, the Yehu Gavro, the Nogid, the one that fills it up, the one that puts the wine, like, from the vat, Iyo Makfe, he is the one that skims it also. Therefore, the worker, since now they're the ones from working from it, The workers that take the wine out of the bowl, they are the ones that usually skim it. So since these workers came now to take the wine out of the vat, they thought for sure the wine was not skimmed yet. It's part of their job to do it. So they thought they'll be able to drink from the wine. It's not hooked full of maisa. So now that it came out, it wasn't already skimmed. It looks like they make a choice. That's why the balabos first has to take off the trumas and maisos. Now the more says, Vahash to the Tony. Now that we learned, Rav Zvid, that yayin mishayerid labor v'yikvam, that when is wine called nigmar malachtoi, that you can't drink from before you take off trumas and maisos. Not only when it went down to the bor, but it has to be the yikvah, it has to be skimmed also. That's in the Tanakama. It has to go down to the vat, and it has to be skimmed, take off the pits and shells. If we have a kiva roimer, kiva says even further than that. Mishayishla b'chevyois, when you schlep it, bring it into the barrels. Rashi says Mishishta Bukhovis means Mishinostan Bukhovis. When you take the wine out of the vats into the barrels, for Utaisais, it's like fermenting then, or it's a chosayela, and the heat is bubbling up. Or Mixasan Shimorim, Kaifun Amala, and there's some Shimorim, some sediments floating on top. For Kaidim Shigaifu Oisan Chovish Sharlum Oisai, or it's a chosna Mashlichim. Before they, like, put the cover on top of the barrel, then it comes down, and then they take off, it's the sediments. So at that point, it's first nigmar malachtan. So therefore, these prelim, they were here to work to take the wine from the vat into the barrel. So they thought for sure the wine, it was not hooked full of maisa. So that's why it looks like a mekach tois. So Mar Gemara says, now according to this chat, afilutei mashlo nitzchu chav yosef labor. You don't have to say the pshat here is that you hired the workers to take the wine out of the vat into the barrels. In other words, that first niftichu, the barrels opened up and the wine that went back into the bor, but rather they found the wine in the barrels. And the work was just to cover the barrel. The Yomule, the workers have right to say, Lehevi Yadina Damashli, we did not know that it stopped fermenting already and it took off the sediments. They saw the wine in the barrel, and they thought their job is now to first take off the sediments and then close up the barrel. So they thought it wasn't hooked for the mice yet. That's why it looks like a mekach tois. So the Maria asks, "V'neimlu, let the balabos back to the poilim. You should have thought; it should have been on your mind that Dilma Mashli, that maybe this wine, since it's in the barrel already, maybe it was already fermented, and maybe they took off the sediments already. So maybe it was already hook full of maisa. So it's not called that the mekach tois." So the Maria says, "No, the astra and the talking about such a place to Yehuda Shorik, Hohu Mashli, the one that puts the cover on top of the barrels of wine, they are the one that the watcher takes the sediments out. So therefore they thought that they were the one that will take the sediments out. So they thought it was not hooked for the maisa yet. So therefore this is like a mekach tois. They thought they're going to work in wine. They thought that they're allowed to drink from. So now that it came out that it was already hooked for the maisa, the Baba Boss has to take off the maisa first. So again, because it's our shallow, we have no proof. Tomorrow says, Tarshim HaKam will bring another proof. It says a Mishnah later that says, "Koitzeitz Odom, Ayde Atzmoi, Ayde Bnoi Ubite Hagadolim." Koitzeitz means a poyo that's working in a field, and the din of the Torah is that he has a right heat from the Paris Peshas he's working. But he makes a condition with the Baal HaBos, "Listen, instead of me eating, I want to get extra pay." That's called Koitzeitz. He's allowed to say this about his own work, and about the work of his older children. And if he has never a shivcha gedolim of his that's going down to work in somebody else's field, he can make the condition the same thing, that they will not eat, and instead of them eating, he wants to get extra pay. The same thing about his wife also. His wife is also going to come down to work. He can make this condition with the Baal HaBos that instead of them eating, he'll take extra pay. Why can he do this upon, why can he make the condition for his wife and for his older children and for the Eved the Shichol? Because they have das, and like their moichel, they agree to his tanai, their moichel the money to him, therefore he has a right to collect the extra pay. Avu bought his father like, if he has his younger children also working with him, he cannot make this condition on his younger children. No, when they work, they're going to have a right to eat. Not if he has younger Eved or Shivcha. We'll soon see. Not if he has his behemoth working with him. He can't make a condition that they should be chosam, the Torah, and he'll get the extra pay. Because they don't have any das. So therefore they're not moichel, therefore he can't make this condition for them. So Gemara says now kosalka taitich, we thought we're talking about now b'malo lehem mezoinos, that the father is feeding them. The father, the soich of the poil, is feeding all his workmen. He's feeding his own Ebed, his own kids. And still there's a chil between gedolim and ketanim. All right, turn over. So Gemara says, Iyam Rebish Leimah Mishol Shemayim Uwech. If you want to tell me the locher is that a poil eats Menash Shemayim Mishem Hoche Yein Akaitet. That's why he's not let him make the condition on his younger children, since they don't have das. Even if you tell me no, that when the poil works, he has a right to eat, it's like his own extra pay. If so, ketanim nami niktaslu. Why can't the father make the condition for his younger children also? Because when his younger child works, the paycheck of his younger child goes to the father anyway. But since the paycheck goes to the father and it's Mishalayu Weichel, why can't they make the Tanai even for a son also? Gemara answers, Hokaba Mayaskina, you know what we're talking about over here? Bishain Madalahem Mazoinois. We're talking about that the father is not feeding his children. Therefore, since he's not feeding them, the paycheck goes to them. It's not the paycheck to the father. Therefore, the father has no right to make a condition with his younger children. For the Gemara, okay, that's the case where the father is not feeding them, so Gedolim Nami, even his older children, why can he make a Tanai? Because since he's not feeding them, they have a right to keep their own paycheck. The Gemara answer is true, but Gedolim Yadei V'Komachli, the older children realize they have their own daf, they know what's going on, and if the father makes this condition and them ask him, so they're like Meichel, they're paid to the father, therefore the father has a right to make this condition. So again, there's no proof whether it's Minash Shemayim or Mishalai. For the Gemara, I've got Tony Rabbi Shi, we're not the Rabbi Shi, Koit Se Tzodom Ayde Atzmoi, Vayde Ishtoi, Avoloi Ayde Behemtoi, Vayde... But you cannot make this condition for your animal, because there is a level of Tachsum. You can't make the condition the animal will work and you're Muslim, and you'll take the extra pay. That you can't do. But weiter, but the Ayde Benoi Yubiti Akdolim. But you let him make the condition for you let him make this condition for your older children that they won't eat and you'll get the pay. But not for your younger children. Now the Koit says here it says even for your Eved and Shivcha Ketanim, you're allowed to make this condition. That's not like we learned before. Now my love, isn't this price we're talking about? It's like both brides are talking about where the father or the master is feeding his Eved, is feeding his children. So if he's feeding them, so what's the machlokes if the father can make the condition for his Eved and Shivcha Ketanim? So the whole commitment was that the machlokes. The master of a Mishaloi Yuaychel. One holds that the poil that eats is called Mishaloi. Therefore, since the father is feeding them, that paycheck goes to the father. Therefore, the father has the right to make this condition. Over the second price that says no, or the first price that says the father cannot make the condition for his Eved v'shivcha ketanim mishal shemayim uaychol, that they hold that the pearl eats min hashemayim, so therefore you have no right to make the condition to take away his paycheck only if he's moichol. So they have to be gedolim, not ketanim. They have to be gedolim, not ketanim. So who has the machlokes over here? So Mara says loy, maybe no. I tell you the kuliyam everybody holds mishaloi uaychol, that really a pearl eats from his own. The like kashin is no steer here. I tell you, Khan, Bishain Malwa Mazinus, that the first price is talking about where you are not feeding him, and therefore it's only if they're Moichel, that's why it's only Gabrielim and not Ketanim. Or right to the second price is talking about the Malwa Mazinus, where you are feeding them. And if you are feeding them, that's why, since it's Mishaloi Hiroichel, that's why you have right to take that paycheck. So Mar says, Bamaya Kimta, why do you put the first case? Where the father is feeding them, and you want to say also so ketanim nami nikdaslu. How come? At least in the second brisa, says so. How come then your own ketanim, your own children, what can you make a condition there? If we're talking about the malahem mizaynois, says so, their paycheck belongs to you. So why can't you make the condition, since it's Mishloi Yuleichol, that they're not allowed to eat, and instead of them eating when they're working, you'll get the extra pay? So Gemara says, Tzara de b'noyu b'tech tanim loizochol rachmana. By to make your younger children b'tzar, in other words, they're working,
and they don't have any dafa, they're going to want to eat when they're working. So you have no right to make them condition.